You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, broadcasting from Northern Michigan University. And in Studio A with a special guest, I'm Kurt Hosworth. I'm in Studio A with a special guest today to talk about a creative collaboration conference that's happening in Marquette this November. It's something to bring creative arts together, to bring these people called creatives and also cultivate the area as a creative destination for people in that regard. We're speaking with Keith Ellis, who's the executive director of the Revolve Creative Conference happening in November. Welcome, Keith. So I'm glad to have you in the studio today. I've heard some buzz about the Revolve Conference from a few people in the area. It's a conference happening this November, and it's all about bringing creatives together, promoting the area for a creative destination. So why is it important for people to do that? Why is it important to celebrate Marquette as a cultural and creative destination?
Well, everybody knows that Marquette and, you know, the greater UP is like a great outdoors destination. But we have so much more. And, you know, even in the last 10 years with some of the growth around here, we've seen a lot more creativity come here. But the downside of it is oftentimes the creativity kind of gets in their own silos and their own worlds. And some of the best projects I think come out there come from collaboration. Mm-hmm. So getting people to work from different media and kind of talk and also, you know, share resources so that they can create better works and make more visible works and help make Marquette look like a place that people want to go if they're in a creative field.
Yeah, and that's something that we talked about a little bit beforehand, how Marquette's a beautiful place to visit, and it's a beautiful place to maybe have some people get their start, especially in the creative side of things. But then sometimes you see that tendency for people to say, okay, I'll take my talents elsewhere now. But it sounds like this is something that's going to help to maybe retain some of that talent and continue to foster that collaboration in the area.
Well, yeah, and make it an exciting event that people will like want to go to about you know, various creatives coming here. And we have a great lineup of people that are coming to talk.
And we should talk about the conference itself. So it's the Revolve Creative Conference happening November 9th here at the Upper Peninsula Masonic Center in Marquette. Can you tell us maybe a little bit of an overview of what people could expect if they were to attend the conference?
Well, it's going to be an all-day event. So we're going to start at 9, and it's going to go till, you know, 6:37, as well as have an after party at the Ore Dock. We have a lot of events tied to it. We have several tracks of talks during the day, so you can actually kind of tailor your day to your needs or your wants. So we have a talk called Back to Basics, which is going to be more for like business or helping brainstorm, you know, bring that kind of idea up. Then we have crosstalk, which is about people working across different disciplines and how that works. And then finally, we have an area for called process. So it's about sort of how people's process works or have some sort of hands-on workshop aspect to it. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, we have keynote talks. We have two at lunch and two at the evening period. And we have quite a great lineup for those. We have everything from a person who writes about drone technology for positive change instead of the whole idea of surveillance.
And, oh, sure, yeah.
And then we have another person who is a behavioral scientist for visual artists. So she talks about how behavioral science can make people understand how their audience views their work.
Okay.
And then our third is an author who writes what he calls Barrio Noir. And it's noir being like the old detective stories, but he writes it from a particularly from a Latin perspective. Finally, our last keynote is Steve Albini, who is a kind of a legend in the music world. Mm-hmm. Legendary producer. He's produced everything from the Pixies to Low to Nirvana. You've probably owned an album of his at home, even if you still own albums.
So in a way, these creative people that will be coming to this conference, they've maybe touched our lives in ways that we might not realize. Or, you know, if you pick up that, you know, that sleeve of that album and say, oh, yeah, I know that name, or that process that someone has worked through has touched people's lives in some kind of way. With this idea of having the different tiers of talks throughout the day, it sounds like you're catering to maybe those who are just kind of getting their feet wet in the creative community, people who have maybe already started the collaboration process, and people who want to share their knowledge too.
Right. You know, we kind of saw it as from sort of beginning to middle career. Was the kind of people we wanted to hit. You know, maybe the post-college crowd, but certainly, you know, we have, you know, I'm a college professor and I want my students to you know, enjoy the experience too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely those who are maybe starting their career or perhaps are in that sort of weird middle phase that comes along where you've got just enough success to be started, but you don't know where to go next.
Sure. It gives that guidance along the way for whatever track that the creative path has taken someone so far. Now, tell us a little bit about the Revolve people, the people behind this event.
Okay, so we have a small team that's been doing this. It's really only four of us that have been really working on it. It came from a meeting where we were talking about this, and some of us just said, why don't we do it? Mm-hmm. I've been involved for a while, and I'm a designer and a professor at Northern. Then we have Chad McKinney, who is a designer at the co-op. And so I do more digital design, and he does more print design. So if you like the logo, that's Chad's.
Yeah.
And then we have Gretchen McKinsey, who's a local musician in Blanco Suave. Mm-hmm. And she's been really great at finding speakers.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have Sean Pitts, who is his big focus is on VR and AR. He's kind of our technology guy.
Right.
And so it's been a great team for that. I've been actually surprised and kind of blown away at how much we've been able to accomplish with just four people.
Sure. Yeah. And covering a lot of bases that way in the creative side of things. From knowing some of the people that are in the makings of this conference, you know, it's not just one discipline too. That creatives, I mean, you've got people that are into music, people that are into design there. I think, you know, it's a good team of people that are just into the act of creation in general. And that sounds like a good basis for this kind of conference. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Keith Ellis today, the executive director with the Revolve Creative Conference. It's a collaborative conference happening this November in the Upper Peninsula Masonic Center, November 9th, with special guests, keynote speakers, and collaboration with visual arts, music, literature, technology, performance, and business. And if I'm missing anything, feel free to let me know.
I think that generally covers it. And I think it's important to remember that technology and business can be just as creative as a painting or a song.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And Keith, with that being said, is there anything that you'd like to add about the conference coming up?
I think we've covered most of it, but there is a few other side things that's coming along. The first 50 people that attend are going to be able to get a free pen. So the first 50 people we sign for tickets. Tickets are $55 until October 1st, or $35 for a student. We also are going to have, in tandem with this, a poster show at the ORDOC through the month of November. Hmm. And some of those posters will be for sale at the conference. We're in the works of trying to create a makers fair during it, too. So we'd actually have some booths for people to sell local artisan items.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like you've got quite an event coming up to help celebrate creativity in our great Upper Peninsula in many different aspects, with great people coming to talk about their experiences as well. Again, we've been talking with Keith Ellis today here on Public Radio 90. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Keith.
Thank you.